Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Abraxas. May I please have your last name and zip code to pull up your account?
Could you repeat that slower? Because I only was able to understand the odd word. You're just talking too fast.
Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Abraxas. May I please have your last name and zip code to pull up your account?
I think I understood. You really didn't slow down very much. I phoned yesterday, and was promised a phone call by the end of the day yesterday or at the latest this morning. So you're talking to somebody who's really not happy. My name is Pamela Welch.
Okay. Hold on one second. Last name is Welch, W-E-L-C-H.
Yes.
What's your zip code?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand a single word of that.
What's your zip code?
I don't have a zip code because I don't live in the U.S.
Hey, do you have an account with us?
Yes.
What's your email address?
Pamela I. Welch, all one word, @gmail.com.
One moment. Let me make sure I'm spelling your email correctly. Is it P as in Paul, A as in Apple, M as in Mary, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, I A?
Well, you got Pam L, but it's Pam L A. So after the L, there's an A. Then there's an I.
Then
Welch.
Welch. Okay. Can I have you a moment? Verify the ad for me.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand a single word of that.
Could you verify the address?
It's 1663 Macy, M-A-C-E-Y, in Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N, Quebec, Canada, J0E2K0.
Okay, and you have a premium annual membership with us? And what's going on with your account?
Well, I have been looking for, I don't know how long, several months, I've been logging into my account to see if there are any new courses. I remember seeing on the homepage that courses will be downloadable. I've seen a number of things. I've gone on to the FAQ page, and there appears to be a gold membership. I would really just like to know what's going on, because with things started falling apart with Blueprint, and there was then things ended up a mess. I couldn't access my courses. I couldn't stream my courses. Periodically, I would read promises that meant nothing. It's been a dog's breakfast for getting on to it for over a year. Because I remember, while it was still Blueprint, in December, I stopped being able to stream my courses. So I've been putting up with nonsense for over a year, and I've read that there is now a gold membership that maybe that has new courses. I just don't know why I realize I paid very little for another annual membership, but you have to realize that the previous annual membership I paid for was an utter waste of time because I couldn't even stream. I couldn't watch anything. I couldn't even stream the courses I paid for. I would just like to know what's going on. Again, I spoke to somebody yesterday who seemed to be astounded that I knew anything about gold membership, and she didn't know what to say to me, so she told me that she would investigate and phone me back at the end of the day. That was yesterday. And I asked for today, just not to be phoned too early in the morning, but she absolutely promised me morning today. And it's after 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on 1 second. So if I'm understanding you correctly, you stated that you've seen on our website that you can download classes. You can get the gold membership.
I when I go on to the FAQ page, it's been mentioning gold membership for I don't know how long. But it's the same information. It's always the same information. And I'm just getting, but it's like all talk, no action. I'm sick of receiving emails offering me discounts on buying courses when I have a membership. If the streaming works, I can watch the courses anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I truly don't understand why I should have a membership. I realized it was really cheap this year, but you get what you pay for, and I've got not much. And it's got to the point where I think I should be the one who's paid when I phone, because I get nowhere. I have no idea what's going on. I decided, instead of just canceling any emails from Craftsy, I would make one last attempt to figure out, to get an idea of what might be happening. Because all the promises about downloading courses and anything else have disappeared from the homepage. So, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble finding my words because I've gone over this so many times. I'm just sick of everything. And since I was promised a phone call, I figured that I would follow it up today. But after this, I'm just going to stop subscribing to any emails because I've had it. And you have to realize that depending on where people live, COVID restrictions can be pretty overwhelming. Where I live, we were basically told to stay in our homes for the first part of October last year. It was extended to the end of the month and then never rescinded. We were promised if we didn't go anywhere for Thanksgiving, we would be allowed to see our families at Christmas. Mm-hmm. They canceled that just before Christmas. And we have a curfew, and the police are stopping. If you're out after curfew, even if your job job requires you to be out after curfew, it's up to the police as to whether you will get a fine. And the fine with fees is around $1,500. So I just don't go out. And I'm sick of having to deal with nonsense like Craftsy. I'm just sick of it all.
Okay. Now, we don't have the ability, you don't have the ability right now to download any classes.
Yeah, but it wasn't promised in the past.
Yes,
that it was
ma'am.
Coming soon in the first part of 2021. I guess it all depends on how you define the first part. Maybe it's who knows whether the first part ends December 15th. But that promise has disappeared from the website, as far as I know. It's not where it was before. I keep on reading about gold membership. It's on your back page, but that as well is promised. When you read it, it sounds like it already exists. And when you Google it, it sounds like it already exists for some people. Did I receive an invitation? Truly, I don't know, because I have reached the point several times where if I receive any email from Craftsy, I immediately delete it, because I'm just tired of being offered more courses I can pay for. But that's not going to get me anywhere. I've got a stupid subscription. And I have enough courses at the moment. I just think of Craftsy, and that's the last thing I want to do. I haven't watched any of your classes for quite a while, because just the thought of Craftsy enrages me. Blueprint. The whole Blueprint fiasco. I don't know what to say about it. Not because I don't have words, but I'm not really young. I'm not like my kids, who will swear and curse. So you're not getting any yelling or cursing from me, because I was taught not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I may sound okay, but I assure you, I'm incredibly angry.
Okay. Now, we do have, I do apologize about that. Now, we do have the gold membership, and you can upgrade your $2.49 to what you paid for. You can upgrade that to gold.
But what would gold give me?
Okay, gold will give you a total of, you'll get 8 forever classes. And the categories that it'll be in will be, let me tell you the categories. It'll be quilting, sewing, knitting, crochet, and cake. And you'll choose between 10 patterns from those categories as well. And also you'll get 20% off Craftsy classes. And you will be able to ask an expert, like ask an instructor on advice for the classes.
And I'm so tired to ask you this question over and over again. You know, I'm so sick of everything. It's so sick of asking the questions. I did have my questions written down, but I decided that the paper was better off, was more useful in the fireplace. It was just another bit of scrap paper. New courses. That's what I wanted to know. Again, I told you I don't use bad language, but so it means that I could get creative with the kind of language that I use, but I just don't feel like using that. To basically, none of the new courses that Blueprint came out with was worth watching. And you can pepper that with as much bad language as you want, because they didn't deserve to be called courses. Are there new courses with Craftsy now?
No, we don't have any new courses. They are working to implement that with some new instructors that they have. They're trying to come to agreement now.
Yeah.
So they're working on that. They stated they'll have that issue resolved by the spring.
By the spring?
Yes, ma'am.
That is, and is that the official spring, or where I live, it takes a lot longer before we actually get to see grass.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots and lots and lots of snow right now.
Ooh.
Lots of snow.
We rarely see any snow.
Oh.
That'll be about 7 years since I've seen some snow.
We got the snow quickly this year, so we weren't able to take the table off the deck, the table and chairs, and we also didn't. It's a very old umbrella, so we didn't remove the umbrella. But we're having a little bit warmer weather, so the snow was melting a bit. But we actually got to the point where the snow was so high on the table, you realize that under the table, there was no snow because the top of the table stopped the snow from going underneath. But the snow has got almost up to the top of the closed umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
You might actually be, if in places where the snow has accumulated, you could be up to your waist in snow. It's a lot of snow, and I'm sick of seeing white. But again, we're not supposed to go out unless we absolutely have to. So I'm going stir crazy here. And it would help to have some new classes that I could look at without feeling disgusted the way I was disgusted with the Blueprint courses, which didn't deserve to be called classes. So essentially, there's nothing new going on. Essentially, Craftsy is just trying to obliterate any of the horrible things that Blueprint did, I assume. Because Blueprint was really, really, really bad. So all I can do is thank you very much for being patient with me on the phone. It must be terrible having to deal with enraged customers one after the other.
You're fine.
Well, I was taught to be polite. Yes. Usually when I phone customer service anywhere, I'm told none of my questions are answered. I'm told what the questions I should be asking are, and then I'm told what the answers to those questions are. So I usually end up with somebody peeved saying, look, I've spent so much time on the phone with you. I've answered all your questions, which means absolutely none of them. And I have better things to do. And you haven't done any of that to me. So I've been reduced to thanking people who treat me like a human being. So have a good day.
You too.
Enjoy. You're so lucky you don't have so much snow. Can I ask you where you are?
I'm in Alabama.
Ah, I've been to the airport. My son was living in Florida for a while. Yes, I was stopped at the airport. So, yes, I understand. So, Texas is having terrible snow problems. Nothing like the snow we have here. And, I mean, when it comes to having power cut off, I realize that when you live somewhere that's not, where things aren't organized to have cold weather, it can be very difficult. But compared to what happens here when there's no electricity, and every time we have a big snowstorm, we risk the chance of having no electricity. But we, this house was designed so that we could have minimal heating with our fireplace. So, well, I hope you don't get terribly cold weather, because I do understand what that's like. And thank you ever so much for you've been helpful in telling me that there's nothing new. I laugh so I don't cry. I'm sorry. So being Canadian, I'm too polite to just hang up. So I'm trying to say thank you very much. I really appreciate your answering my questions as well as you can. So, yes, you have a good day, and I will hang up now. Thank you.
You too, ma'am, and thank you for calling Classy VO Membership. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.